Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I have a question for you. Can you fail your way to success? I mean, it's a very simple question. What do you think? Can you fail your way to success? Well, that was a question that was posed to me by one of my fellow members, Daniel, when he sent me a couple of emails saying, hey, you know what? I'm kind of interested in this concept. I'm interested in the fact that there appears to be people who have failed their way to success, meaning they had gone forward to try and accomplish a certain thing, not necessarily knowing what the result would be. And in doing so, they failed. They didn't get to where they were trying to get to. So what they wound up doing was stepping back and regrouping, and they pursued again. And in many cases, they failed and had to sit back and regroup. Yeah, I mean, that has got to be a very, very challenging experience for anyone. It has to be, because who wants to fail? Do you want to fail? I know I don't want to fail. I know Daniel doesn't want to fail, which is part of the reason we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, so that we could get the benefit of a quality real estate investor education training program, which taught us everything we needed to know in order to move forward with real estate investing, so that we could reduce significantly the potential for failure. And along with that, we learned to obtain a mentor, somebody who had gone before us, who had trailblazed the way, so to speak, and sent back maps to us showing us what the path forward looked like, which took a lot of the failure out of it. But when it comes to failure, Forbes magazine says this. They say we all come in contact with it. And more often than not, we dread even entertaining the idea of failing. Now think about it. As a society, we see failure as detrimental to our success. Ever since we were young, we were taught to avoid failure. In school, what were you told? You were told to work towards earning grades of A. B was probably okay, but A was much better. And the concept there was so that you could get into a good university or get a good job after college, because you had all these good grades. You didn't fail. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, we avoid getting an F. Yeah, remember that? Did you ever get an F? I'll admit, I probably got one or two in my life. But we avoid those like the plague, because that would mean we failed at something. As a matter of fact, in the letter grading system, F is the only letter grade which corresponds to the first letter for what it stands for. Yeah, failure. In this subtle way, the idea of failure is not good for us becomes embedded in our minds, and we do everything we can to avoid it. And instead of seeing failure as a natural part of life, we see it as a very negative thing. I mean, think about it. Have you seen people in your life fail at something? I mean, it's devastating. When you put your best foot forward and you work tirelessly and with as much focus as you can to try and achieve something, and that something blows up in your face, it doesn't get you to where you're trying to get to, it's a crushing event. I mean, have you ever gotten hit in the solar plexus? I mean, somebody just gave you a real good shot right in the solar plexus, and the first thing it does to you is it sends a ripple effect through your body, and that ripple effect is telling you to stop breathing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That's what failure feels like. It is this terrible, terrible feeling deep inside of us that we want to avoid. I mean, we've been conditioned by society to avoid failure. But wait a minute. There are countless stories of people who have repeatedly failed, but managed to find success in the end. You know, Daniel sent me a website that I looked at. It was called The One Thing. And one of the things that they did on that website was they talked about people that were well-known household names that did exactly that. They went forward to try and accomplish something. They failed. In some of these cases, they failed very miserably, or they failed many, many, many times before they achieved success. But once they finally achieved success, everything was wonderful. Everything was like, oh, the heavens open and the angels sing and, you know, hallelujah is raining down from the sky. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those movies. Those are kind of cool movies. But my question is this. Can you fail your way to success? Or more importantly, the way I should really phrase that question is along these lines. Should you fail your way to success? And I think the answer is no. I do. I don't think you should fail your way to success, especially if there have been people out there that have found success and have sent back maps on how to do things the correct way. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some of these household names that failed their way to success right after this.
Dale Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy who used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dale, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we're asking a simple question. Can you fail your way to success? And I'll tell you what, you can pour through the internet. You can go and find books. You can find magazine articles. You can find all types of information out there about people who have failed their way to success. The concept is this. You go forward, you try something, you get a result. And then based on that result, maybe you go back and you tweak a few things. And you try again, and then you get a different result. And you keep doing this over and over and over again until you get the final result, which equates to some form of success. You know, inventors, they go through this process. People that are trailblazers in their industries go through this process. But what if there was a better way? What if there was a way for you to follow the advice of Andrew Carnegie? Now, who's that guy? Well, about 100 years ago, Andrew Carnegie basically said, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. For those of you out there that are trying to reinvent the wheel, find somebody who has great success in accomplishing what you choose to do and emulate them. Yeah, you've heard it called a mastermind group. You've heard it called mentoring. You've heard it called a lot of different terms. But there are people out there who ultimately had to be forced to fail their way to success because there had been nobody that had gone before them that had achieved what they were trying to achieve. Now, when it comes to real estate investing, we believe at Lifestyles Unlimited that you don't need to reinvent the wheel. We have 30 years worth of sound investing, education, and mentoring programs that will assist you with achieving success right out of the gate. We teach you how to do things the correct way so that when you invest in real estate, you avoid many of the pitfalls that people experience when they don't have a qualified education program or they don't have the benefit of a mentor. It's just the way it is. But what I want to talk about now is I want to talk about some of these household names. Some of these people that really had to trailblaze their way to success because, well, when you hear the names, you'll understand why. The first guy I want to talk about is a guy by the name of Walt Disney. Now, Disney was actually fired from his job at the Kansas City Star because his editor thought that he lacked imagination and had no original ideas. Yeah, when I read that, I'm still kind of cracking up about it because if you've ever been to Disneyland or you've ever been to Disney World or you've ever seen any of the cartoons that Disney created, or if you, you know, have experienced anything from the Magic Kingdom, you realize that that guy was full of imagination and had some very, very original and unique ideas. But nonetheless, even though he got fired from that newspaper, Disney pushed on, but still didn't see quick success. You know, his first animation studio called Laugh-O-Gram went into bankruptcy. And finally, after he had moved to California with his brother, he struck gold with his second cartoon studio that would later become the Walt Disney Company. And we know what that turned into. That has turned into a major, major, major enterprise. You know, the whole Disney brand. Yeah. But think about it. Walt Disney didn't have anybody to show him the way. I mean, who would Disney turn to find a mentor? Now, I suppose he could have turned to somebody that had a successful cartoon studio. But think about it. If you owned a successful cartoon studio and this guy by the name of Walt Disney showed up on your doorstep and said, hey, I want to compete with you, what would your answer be? I mean, your first thought would be, oh, heck no. No, go away. Quit. Get off my doorstep. I'm not helping you out. And that's what happens in most industries. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a slightly different approach. See, we believe that by helping others, you in turn can achieve great rewards as a result of doing that. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we encourage all of our members to share information. And you might be thinking, well, aren't you guys in competition with each other? I mean, don't all of you guys as investors compete? And the short answer is, well, kind of. But we have a business model that we work off of that allows us to share information to show other people in our organization how we have achieved success in investing in real estate. We show returns. We show all kinds of information that is absolutely important for you to understand so that you too can achieve success. And you know what? We do it in the form of an event we call Case Study. Now, Case Study is a very cool event because at the Case Study event, and we're going to have one tonight, so if you would like to attend, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and I'll make arrangements for you to get registered for tonight's event. If by chance I get the email tomorrow or you're listening to the show on the podcast, send me that email anyway, because we have Case Study events literally scheduled for every Thursday into the month of October. So I will get you plugged in. But Case Study is really cool because we have our members who get up in front of the organization and they talk about the investments that they've made. They tell you everything you need to know. They talk about how they found the deal, how they negotiated the deal, how they acquired the deal, how they renovated the property, how they found the great resident for the property. And more importantly, they show the returns that they're receiving based on the investment in those properties. And when I say properties, we have three members that present. Two of them focus on single family deals, and one of them focuses on multifamily deals. And I will tell you this, it is a combat multiplier for your success. So send me that email at askal@luinc.com. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some other trailblazers right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, we are talking about people that, well, in my opinion, were forced to fail in order to achieve success. You see, these people didn't necessarily have the benefit of an educational program that was designed to teach them what right looks like when it comes to the path that they chose to follow. They also, my research basically says they didn't have access to this. So I'm just going to say it. I don't think they had access to qualified mentors. And if they did have access to a mentor, I don't think that mentor had the success level that these individuals achieved. Yeah. I think it's very important in order for you to be successful that you have a two-pronged attack, that you are properly educated in what you're trying to accomplish, and you find a qualified mentor, somebody who has gone before you, who has been there, done that, got all the t-shirts, who is willing to share their expertise with you. And in doing so, they'll keep you on the straight and narrow path. Now let's talk about some of these household names that I found. Well, I didn't find them. Daniel found them for me. Oprah Winfrey. The original goal that Oprah Winfrey had was to become a news anchor, not a talk show host. She did eventually become an evening news anchor for a station in Baltimore, Maryland, WJZ-TV, but it was short-lived. One of her producers felt that she got too emotionally invested in her stories and candor. Yep, so that's it. You're done. However, Oprah got a break because that producer offered her another job on a daytime TV talk show that back then was called People Are Talking. And we know what the result of that was. You know, when you think back to Oprah's rise to success, let's be very clear. Very, very talented person, very, very focused on her work. What educational program did she have that taught her how to do those things outside of maybe the School of Hard Knocks? And who was mentoring her along the way? Yeah, I don't know the answers to those questions because I really think she was a trailblazer. I really think that if she hadn't have failed as a news anchor, but if that producer hadn't noticed something in her and gave her a chance on daytime talk shows, that she may have been, you know, stuck in a rut and she wouldn't have gotten to where she has gotten to. Yeah, think about it. Now let's talk about somebody else. Let's talk about somebody that currently has 156,439 employees. This is the guy that runs Microsoft. You've probably heard of him. He's a household name. His name is Bill Gates. And even the richest man in the world had a failed first business. You know, he teamed up with Paul Allen and Paul Gilbert. These are guys that co-founded Microsoft with him. And he started a company called Trafodata. Yeah, basically what it was a concept of taking raw traffic data and then using a computer model to analyze all of that data. And as such, it would provide qualified traffic data to municipalities so that they could get a better understanding of traffic patterns and things like that. Well, the whole thing flopped. It flopped. It totally flopped. And it was a good idea, but it had a flawed business model. Now, Bill Gates obviously did something different. He obviously started down a different path that became Microsoft. But think about it. Back when Microsoft was new on the market, when it was starting to compete for market share, who at that time had the ability to mentor Bill Gates on how to do that type of business? I mean, it was all pioneering days. I remember those days. It was all pioneering days. And do you think Bill Gates could have, you know, gone across the street to Apple headquarters and asked for advice? Yeah, don't think it was going to happen. Don't think it's going to happen at all. He was a trailblazer. And as a trailblazer, he didn't get the benefit of people sending back information to him. And his competitors? No, they wouldn't do that. Let's talk about an older guy. This guy's name, you won't recognize the name from the first two names in his three-name, but you'll recognize the third name, the last name. Henry John Hines. That's right. He had a successful condiment business that produced things like horseradish and celery sauce and sauerkraut and pickles. But he had, in 1875, a very bad harvest deal that overwhelmed all of his company's resources. And he ultimately had to file for bankruptcy in 1875. Now, with the help of his family, he was able to quickly start over. But this time, he introduced tomato ketchup to the market in 1876. And I don't know, the stat that I saw said that in 2012, Heinz Corporation was a $10.7 billion global company, primarily due to ketchup sales. Now, who would help Henry John Heinz in the form of education or mentorship? See, tomato ketchup, new product, new thing on the market. Hadn't been done before. Yeah, hadn't been done before. So there really was nobody out there that could advise Henry John Heinz on how to move forward. He was a trailblazer. You know, I kept looking on the web because I these kind of stories, they interest me. I like the background on people that I've heard about throughout my life. And, you know, I came across a bazillion stories, but there was one guy that I thought was kind of interesting. And I actually worked for this company. It was my first real job while I was in high school. This guy's name was Colonel Sanders. And it was never too late for Colonel Sanders to start a fast food empire. I mean, at the age of 62, and with what I saw, a $105 Social Security check in hand, Sanders went out and he pitched his chicken recipe to restaurants. And according to the reports that I read, there were over 1,000 people that rejected him. But instead of giving up, he hit the road and began trying to sell his franchise model chicken restaurant and eventually found success with a restaurant outside of Utah. It became the very first Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the restaurant tripled sales in a year, mostly from the Colonel's chicken. But you got to ask yourself, who mentored him? Where did he get the education from? Yeah, it's kind of an interesting paradox, isn't it? A trailblazer. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about one more trailblazer in the area of real estate. And you're going to want to hear this. We'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I am proving to you that it is possible to fail your way to success. But the question I have for you is this. Are you willing to go through the challenges, the grief, the pain of trying to do that? Are you willing to reinvent the wheel? And what about the stories of people who never find that success? I mean, what if they had a mentor that had blazed the trail ahead of them and helped by sending back maps of what the path to success looked like? What if they had received a qualified education that gave them the skill sets they needed to help them avoid failure? How much faster could they have achieved success if they were able to avoid that failure? I mean, think about it. You know, our founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, 30 years ago, He retired himself with real estate. But he was forced to learn through trial and error, and he made mistakes along the way because there wasn't an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited out there that was positioned to help him to achieve success. And I'll tell you what, it made him angry. It really did. And he knew that there was a better way. So what he did after achieving all of his success and retiring himself at the age of 34, after 2.5 years of investing in real estate, he went to work to pave the way for others so that people like you and me could avoid making the same mistakes. And that turned into Lifestyles Unlimited. And today, we are on the leading edge of helping real estate investors like you and me avoid failures while moving towards success. And achieving the goal of retiring ourselves in 5 years or less by using the passive income that comes from our real estate investments, which we make correctly because we've been taught how to, which in turn allows us to avoid the conventional wisdom that you need to save your way to retirement, that you need to have a 401k, or you need to have an IRA, or you need to find employment with somebody or an entity that would provide you a pension, or whatever other so-called investment strategies that are out there. You see, tonight, we're going to have three of our Lifestyles Unlimited members present deals that they have recently completed during our case study event. And I would like to invite you to be a part of that case study. Now, it's normally a members-only event, but it's the only members-only event that we offer that allows our members to invite guests. And since I'm a member, and maybe you're not, I would like to invite you to be my guest. Now, the way we make that happen, you send me an email at askal@luinc.com, askal@luinc.com, and you just say, hey, man, I would like to get connected with Case Study. And what I will do, once I receive that email, I will make arrangements for you to be a part of Case Study. And we're doing it all virtually, so you don't have to go anywhere. I mean, you can check it out on your phone. You can check it out on your tablet. You can check it out on your computer. You can check it out on your TV screen. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get connected. And what's really interesting is that we will have two of our members showcasing deals that they've recently completed in the single family space. And then we'll have one of our members showcasing one of the deals that they've completed in the multifamily space. And what's so important about what we do that is really completely different than any other organization I've been a part of is that we share information with each other. And that is the primary purpose of our case study event. It is to help educate our members. And for those of you that want to be my guest, to help educate you with regards to what real estate can accomplish. We will show you how we have acquired properties. We will show you how we renovated properties. We will show you all of the numbers. We will show you the returns that these properties produce. We'll talk about how much cash it took to get into the deal. And that's very important information. Because what you're going to learn is you're going to learn that real estate, in spite of what you have read on the internet, is positioned, especially when you do it the way we do it, to provide you much better returns than you're getting based on however it is you're investing for retirement. And for those of you that aren't even investing for retirement, this should be an eye-opener that maybe you need to get started. And by doing real estate investing the Lifestyles Unlimited way, we will show you that it is very possible to achieve retirement within the next 5 years. Now, some of you think 5 years, man, that's a long time. But what's the alternative? I mean, if you're working on some type of retirement plan right now at your employer, doesn't that plan have you on a 35 to 40 year timeline? I mean, isn't the game plan you keep saving your way towards retirement, and you spend 35, 40 years doing that, and you amass this big pile of money, and when you turn 65 or 70 or whatever that number is, you start drawing down on that pile of money, and you pray that you don't outlive your money? I mean, that's conventional wisdom, and we don't like that. We don't like the conventional wisdom when it comes to retirement, because we know there's a much better way, and that's the way that we practice. And I'll be honest with you. Del Walmsley has figured it out, and his concept is this. Real estate has been around for as long as America has been around. Ben Franklin, one of the first self-made millionaires, used real estate to amass his great fortune. And many, many people since that time period have done so. And what Dell figured out was by putting together a qualified educational program, by making available mentors, we would position you to succeed the first time. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with going forward and achieving success. You don't have to fail. You really don't. I mean, if you want to, you can. That's okay. We're not going to tell you you can't do anything. But we think it is highly more effective if you get into your first real estate deal and you become successful. And I don't care if you currently own real estate. We have a lot of people that join our organization that have already owned real estate and currently own real estate. But what they're looking for is they're looking for that education on how to do it better because they've made mistakes along the way. I'm one of those guys. I am one of those guys. I mean, I bought real estate 21 years ago, and I did it all wrong. And when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, they showed me what right looked like. I'll tell you what, it was a gut punch. It really was. But it was the gut punch that I needed so that I could refocus and restructure those investments. So that I could turn them around from properties that were continually losing cash every month into properties that continually make cash every month, that produce passive income that I use to offset my ordinary expenses. And when you have enough passive income coming in to your household that it meets or exceeds your ordinary expenses for life, you have effectively retired yourself. And you can do that in 5 years. We show you how to do it. It is a game changer. It is an absolute game changer. But you got to get started. I mean, to be honest with you, you need to send me that email at askal@luinc.com and let me know that you want to check out case study. And if for some reason I can't get you plugged in for tonight's case study, it's not the only one. I will get you plugged in for the next available one. And we're doing them like every Thursday through October. So send me that email at askal@luinc.com and let's get you changing your paradigm, because you don't have to fail your way to success. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.